remember this. Never forget this. When I found you, you were so slobbering drunk, you couldn't buy brandy.
The Red Scare. With Teddy James and Johnny Scotch. This shit ain't going. We left 97.1. We are now
really free to do what we want. Yes,
whatever.
This is the Red Scare.
The fuck we want.
Mother effers. You silly mother effers. You just messed up. Effing with us. I'm just going to kill the music. That's all that needs to be said right there.
Kill it,
that was
dude.
Gangster.
I don't give a shit.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Feeling good? Feeling great? I feel alive.
I'm feeling actually pretty fucking incredible right now.
You're cursing a whole lot, dude. You know this radio?
Yeah, I can do what I want.
Okay. I guess you're the man. Johnny F. and Scotch. He's already drunk, drinking in studio.
That's right.
And here we are. We're scaring your punk asses. Red style. Ginger boys are in the house. And what we're talking about tonight is... No, well, I am a little bit under the weather. You are absolutely correct about that. But...
What?
We're going to delve back into the topic that we were on last time, which is...
Oh, my God.
What is it?
You! Friendless, brainless, helpless, hopeless! Do you want me to send you back to where you were?
Yes!
Unemployed in Greenland!
That's exactly where I want to go. I want to go right back to Greenland. Greenland.
You from Greenland?
No, I just want to go back.
It'd be nice to get the hell out of America. And that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about moving on. Moving beyond. Getting some good health care. But not even talking about that. I'm talking about chicks, man. I'm sick of American chicks. I'm sick of these silly-ass white chicks. And most of all, I guess not most of all because I haven't been with one for a while, I don't want to date any more black chicks either. I'm over it. All right? I need to go across these seas.
Get yourself a little Vietnamese woman.
Go across the seas for some Vietnamese, exactly. I don't know about that, but what I'm thinking...
Anything you want.
I'm
you
thinking,
buku, Teddy.
I need to go back to, like, Amsterdam or, like, Italy and totally go effing crazy, dude.
Oh, sure. No France?
I'm sure. I'll F a French chick.
I won't.
Fine with me. Why?
I won't.
I'm
not into that.
They have too much attitude for you?
I ain't into that stuff.
They're rude and smelly? They grow their armpits out?
No.
What?
They're French.
What's wrong with the French? Just because they're French? You don't like that accent, dude? That's pretty hot.
No, I don't like... I don't...
You just don't...
Is
this like a World War II... I don't like the French because... Is that the connotation
pretty
I'm
much,
getting?
Dude.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling
you know,
that French.
I actually got a rifle that was in the French army.
Yeah,
it was
dropped
once, never fired. It was awesome, dude. It's in perfect condition. Got a little dust on it, but that's it.
It was dropped once, never fired. And that's an indication that the French suck?
No, they were cowards.
They were cowards.
What do you mean they suck?
Yeah, but I'm not going to hold them against them.
I am.
Really?
I am. I'll tell you why. And it pisses me off, but I'm going to tell you why.
This is way off base, but tell me why.
Just for a second.
Tell me.
The French, we have saved their asses many a time in many a war. And they always stab us in the fucking back. Always with the, no, you're Americans, no.
You see, the thing is about that is...
So you know what they get? You know what they get, Teddy? That's what they get.
I would go contrary with you on this.
I thought you were going to say au contraire.
No, I would go contraire normally. Normally is what I'm talking about, but I'm so effing tired right now. I don't even care.
You've been putting in some long hours, buddy.
Yeah. Putting in some serious hours at this effing station.
I saw you were getting mail here now.
Yeah, I could do that.
You should.
You could do that, actually. It's not like I could do that, but I mean, you could do that. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm here so effing long, I don't go home to check my mail. I might as well get it here. I've talked to my boss, Jack effing Sullivan, about putting a cot in the web room.
He's the man.
Yeah, I could be living there with a cot.
You could. Why don't you?
I don't know. It's cheaper than paying rent. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, and You have access to coffee. You got access to food.
Pomodoro's in the kitchen right now.
Right
I
now,
go get
as
pasta.
We speak.
Exactly. That's got a hot chick right there just waiting for me.
Well, yeah, let's talk about her, Teddy.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to ask me?
I mean.
Well, I'm prompting you to ask me something. Ask it.
So you like this this broad over here, huh?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to this chick, but I'm completely, I don't know if I want to say enthralled, ensconced.
I think you guys have this, like, she's a screener, I'm a screener.
She doesn't know I'm a screener, I don't think. Unless How Randy effing Wang told her.
She's an effing screener. Don't you guys, like, in the Screeners Guild or something?
No, we don't even talk. We come on different
That's
shifts.
A close-knit group, them screeners.
We don't even like each other. Me and Krista Gardner, who screens for the Frosty Hatter Frank Show. Yeah, we don't really communicate. It's like, I don't know.
Right, like have you said anything to her?
Oh, yeah. We talk, like, on the events, Frosty Hatter and Frank events, I talk to her all the time. Like, she's my buddy for some reason. But when I'm in that booth.
I think she's got a lot going on. You know, she's got a lot of things doing. Because she's a producer, too.
I think she likes me, too. Maybe it's one of those, like, oh, I don't want to talk to him. I like this guy. Teddy. Is that just me? Is that in my head?
Yeah. I think it's
no,
great.
No, I actually pulled that right out of my ass because she doesn't like me at all. I actually think it's quite the opposite.
I think you guys should form like a little screeners guild. That's what I think. You guys could go out to bars together, answer calls together.
I just want
to
go get some pee with Dino from Tom Leica's show.
Oh, that guy pulls it. Oh, he's like a game warden.
It's like a human vacuum.
Oh, they just flocked to him for some reason.
Cleans up.
I don't know why.
So
it's beyond
me. We're not talking about him. We're talking about what the hell I'm going through as Brian Whitman walks by maniacally and looks at us for the fifth effing time.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you,
this ginger effing guy. You know what I mean? I'm sick of this schmuck.
I'm sick of a lot of things. You know what? I demand respect.
Brian Whitman. I do like him.
I like him too.
He's good on the radio.
But hey, you know, and I'm gonna say this because I'll bleep it out later. Don't I fuck me, buddy?
Exactly.
Don't do it. I don't
do
like.
Do you mind? I'm trying to eat here.
Exactly. Don't you even look at me when I'm trying to eat.
I mean, Jesus. It's a simple thing. You walk by, I smile, I'm out, you know, we're on break and we're out there by the kitchen, right? And I'm looking at the Pomodoro, you know, because Randy F. and Wang told me to go grab some.
Absolutely. It's for us. We work here.
I looked at it and I'm thinking, And then you know what Whitman says?
What?
He turns around and goes, man, who are these gawker? Who's this gawker? Get them out of here. You know, walk on. And
I'm like, what?
Well, you know, maybe not so rough. He's dude, on that. Now we got gawkers.
I'll kick his ass dude, if it's like that.
I'm not afraid to throw down. I'm like Randy Macho Man Savage. I will drop the beat down on you.
I don't mind whooping somebody's ass based on principle. I actually get into more fights based on principle than I do for like actual like emotional aggression. You know what I'm talking about? Like yeah. It's like I just kind of have to kick your ass right now. I'm kind of contractually obligated to kick your ass if you cross the line. But like I won't feel any way about it. You're still my boy.
He's all, pardon me. Oh, I have to kick your ass, sir. I feel like kicking your ass, and I believe today is a right good day to beat your ass.
Exactly.
Carry on. Cheerio.
I feel that. So where are we?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I've lost touch with reality. People keep walking by and giving me the old fucking stink eye. I'll tell you what, dude. I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
It's been a while since I've done some time. I'm not afraid to drop a knuckle in somebody's knuckle muffin. I'll tell you that. Right in the kisser. Pow.
And that's what it's all about, dude. That's what makes me feel alive.
Because I'm a god. I'm a god of radio, sir.
Right now.
You? Here's looking at you, kid.
The Red Scare on 97.1 Free FM KLSX. I don't care what the hell you call it. You call us
that is
Teddy
a nice
James,
ass.
Gina Through the Glass, and Johnny F and Scotch right here in the studio. We're going to get the F out of here.
Late!